There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's 7 past the hour, because 5 past the hour was a couple of minutes ago, and I don't want to waste a moment of your time. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tuesday, May the 26th, and we are on it. Ken Kessler is on it, right?
Right.
Right. Molly Page is on it.
I'm
right?
On pregnant pause, too. Hang on.
Yes, all right.
Like right.
That? Right. Okay. Doug Steffen is on it. Okay, so we have floods. We have an inundation of Texas. We have twisters. We have shouters. We can twist and shout all night long. And I'm sure that the people who are in Texas.
What's that from?
Twist and shout?
Twist and shout all
the Isley Brothers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right. So what do we have from the factual department there, Ms. Molly?
Well, they're now saying about 1,000 homes in central Texas have been destroyed or severely damaged due to the floods that have been taking place almost all weekend, again yesterday, and they're saying more rain could be on the way
they
today.
Are, who would... Who's they? I don't know who they are. Who would say that?
Who would say that? Let me ponder. Laurel and Hardy?
Laurel and Hardy said that.
Who would say there's more rain on the air?
It would be.
You know, they're off the cuff that way.
Yeah.
They're National Weather Service.
I see. Okay.
Officials who are searching for those who are missing. Several people still missing. At least 12 people in that area. Line of storms now blamed for 3 deaths, confirmed.
Yeah.
And emergency crews still trying to pull people out of the water. It's pretty bad. Houston, especially hard hit. And the city of Austin as well, around the city of Austin. That's where the flood waters rose between Austin and San Antonio.
Yeah. All right, so we got that. And then the Florida water spout. This was pretty interesting. Those of you who have been absent without leave, AWOL, from reality because it was Memorial Day. Yes, Memorial Day is over. Sunshine, fun, frolicking, summertime, all that stuff is supposedly upon us now. Magically, it happens with the Memorial Day weekend. All of a sudden, boof. And in reality, talking about the weather, that's the situation in much of the eastern part of the country. Northeast, yesterday, temperatures in the 80s and the 90s today. We didn't have a heat wave for the entire summer last year in the Northeast. It got to 90 degrees one day last summer. That was it. This week, there will be 4 days starting today with temperatures at or near 90 degrees. It's very dry. We could use some of the flooding. Remember during the wintertime, there were a lot of people in California who said, hey, why don't you send that snow out here? And there was a chuckle or two. One guy actually made a business for about 2 months of packaging up snow and ice and sending it to people who wanted a strange gift on the West Coast. So now we have all of this water, these torrential downpours that have inundated Texas, many parts of Texas, and Oklahoma. And so here we are in the Northeast after having had a record snow, almost breaking all the record books, all the records in the record books, 11 feet of total snow accumulation here in my neck of the woods. And now we can't get a drop of rain to save our soul. It already looks like mid to late July, early August. Lawns burning out. My pastures on my farm burning out. Planting things in the fields, but no germination because we don't have any real moisture in the soil. So how about we do what we do best here in America? Become creative and figure out how to send some of the rain from Texas up to the Northeast. Who's in favor of that? Raise your hands. All right, so Molly.
Yes, sir.
3 children were injured yesterday when there was a Memorial Day party going on, apparently, at somebody's house. and they had one of those big inflatable playhouses. You know, you've seen those things. We used to have them on the farm for the kids to come in. They fill up with air. They've got a motor on the back of them, and kids get in them, and they jump around, and they play. It's kind of like a trampoline, only it's enclosed. Have you seen any of those? You know.
Of course. I broke my foot in one of those when I was a kid.
Did you?
Yeah, thanks for bringing up that memory.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
I'm glad to hear that.
This one, though, it was actually at the beach.
Was it at the beach?
Yeah, it was. They were holding a party, just like you said, but really? It was at the beach, and the spout came out over the water,
yeah.
And everybody's like, oh, look at that, isn't that cool?
Uh-huh.
And it lifted it off into the land of Oz.
Really? Well, they have a lot of liftoffs in Florida anyway.
Yeah.
You know, the liftoffs at Cape Kennedy. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff. So, anybody get hurt? A couple of kids get hurt.
Yeah. I think all three went to the hospital. Two were released, mm-hmm. and one is still in the hospital for observation. Last check.
So, we're having a party has a new meaning in terms of the bounce house. Well, those things are
kind of.
But do you ever have any? Let's see. I didn't think they were around when you were a kid. When did bounce houses first become available? When were they first used?
Oh, I can't wait to look that up.
I would think in the 70s, they used to call them moonwalks.
Moonwalks?
Really?
After Michael Jackson's thing?
No, after the Apollo mission
to
the moon.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? What I went to first was Michael Jackson instead of the moon landing. What does that say about my cultural background?
It means you're young.
Yes, I am, at heart. Amongst
yes.
other things. So,
you know,
yes.
speaking of famous singers, mm-hmm. there's new word this morning about B.B. King's death.
Really? What happened?
Yeah, his two daughters have leveled accusations that he was murdered.
No. At 89? In
yeah.
his health? Who would have murdered him? Who's trying to get rid of him?
They are saying that two longtime associates, one of which who had power of attorney over his affairs, say that they poisoned him.
Wouldn't be the first time that happened.
Yeah. Well, it's actually, if I worded that correctly, his two daughters say that his long-term associates poisoned
yeah.
him. Yeah,
I got that, yeah.
Okay, sorry,
really?
It's early.
No,
the coroner's office has taken jurisdiction over his body, mm-hmm. and they're saying an autopsy will take a minimum of 6 to 8 weeks.
So he hasn't been buried yet. He's been dead a couple of weeks.
Yeah, they were going to hold his funeral on Friday. It's unclear whether the investigation will delay that.
Is he in the same freezer as Casey Kasem was in?
That would be creepy, wouldn't it?
It would be, but that's how long did it take to bury him?
Whew. Yeah, no. That was one of the weirdest family squabbles. Yeah. Poor Casey.
14 past the hour. This is the Good Day program. Hello.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime is the good time. For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. It's time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome massive response.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long. Every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy. Do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
Tonight on NBC.
Are you guys ready to have a great time?
Summer's number one show returns with an extraordinary new season. 10 years in the making. America's Got Talent Season 10.
The energy is electric!
With acts so special, you'd only see them in Season 10.
You gotta blow us away.
Oh my God. A woman went into a car and blew herself up.
Off the chain!
America's Got Talent Season 10. Premiering tonight on NBC.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
All right, 18 at the hour, or actually 17 past. Doug Steffens, good day. Program with Molly Page, Ken Kessler, observing the post-Memorial Day. It's over? Stuff. The question on the poll yesterday at DougSteffens.com asked you how you observed Memorial Day, or were observing it. I spread manure on my farm. It was
on the farm.
Fun. Yeah, well, I was on the air earlier, and then I... Get onto the tractor.
Kind of.
We did a live program yesterday. You were here, made all the papers. 52% said at home with family and friends. 18% said just another work day for me. 17% of you said going to a special ceremony or service. 15% said going to a parade. 1% said spending the day at the mall. I don't know how the malls went yesterday. I found, had dinner out on what day? I don't even remember, but I was surprised there were as many people in one restaurant as there were, frankly, because you figure the traffic is so much less during a Memorial Day experience. Our poll today, or at least around here it is, I don't know about where you are, how much time did you get to take off for Memorial Day? It was, let's see, I was off Friday through Monday. B, I just had Monday off. C, didn't get any days off, so I took vacation time. D, I had to work. So a lot of focus still on Memorial Day. It doesn't seem, I'm pinching myself a little bit, doesn't seem possible that we've
come, that it's come and gone
to Memorial Day.
Yeah.
And before you know it, it'll be Labor Day, July 4th, and then Labor Day. The time is ticking. It really is. I think the time has sped up.
It has. It goes so slow when you're younger, and then at a certain point, we go from people years to dog years.
Yes.
It just goes so fast.
All right. We're going to reintroduce the 2020 news quiz question. And so we have what we're going to do here. I'm sounding like Molly. What we're going to do here is provide you with an opportunity to qualify for a drawing for a vacation. Vacation will be at the Sundara Inn and Spa. It's a wonderful package. Private car service, two nights accommodations at the Sundara Plush Suites, 66-inch round hot tub in the facility, champagne, chocolate-covered strawberries, turn-down service, complimentary breakfast, a romantic five-course dinner for two with wine pairings, and your... Suite is a very, very cozy place. So, to qualify for the drawing, which we'll have during the week of July 4th, you have to answer, you don't have to, but if you choose to, you dial us at 888-302-3684. There was a parade yesterday in Chappaqua, New York. Several dignitaries attended. Please name two of them. 888-302-3684. Big parade in Chappaqua, New York yesterday, at which a number of people showed up, but there were two dignitaries that seemed to capture a lot of imagination, a lot of people's interest. Who are those two people that appeared in the Chappaqua Memorial Day Parade? 888-302-3684 to qualify for the drawing for our vacation package. 21 after on Good Day.
Oh.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
The hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Here's the video of the day. It's a parody public service announcement warning of the dangers of selfie sticks, poking fun at the entire selfie fad. It's no coincidence that there are a few pizzas in this PSA because it's brought to you by Pizza Hut. You got to see it, but we'll play you some of the audio from it now, Richie. Yeah?
Selfies are beautiful. Who hasn't been thrilled by the self-photographer? Those fabulous Norse artists who allow us to bask in the brightness of their shine. But these egotastic specimens of visual self-obsession are in danger. Danger caused by this. By moving the camera away from the central subject of the selfie, selfie sticks create the illusion that other objects, places, and even people exist. The curiosity generated by this new point of view leads our self-focused friends out into a much wider world, and that leads to disaster.
They used to be focused on just themselves, like how their hair was a bomb, or how adorbs their new shoes were. Just hashtag, hashtag, hashtag. Now they realize they can take pictures that capture so much more. And I hate that.
Given their propensity to compare, compete, and outdo each other, selfies
oh my God, this is hysterical.
The same glorious Van Gogh.
All right.
I'm watching it. You've got to say it.
You got to say it. All right. So that's, go to the DougSteffen.com homepage. And the video of the day always comes up first. It's a big video box that you see. You click on and just watch it and enjoy
God
it.
God puts a selfie stick up and gets struck by lightning.
His name is Benjamin Franklin. All right. Other food news. Speaking of pizzas, Pizza Hut is going to test delivery in a way that it's sort of, when you think about Uber and how they work, didn't somebody else, because Domino's was thinking about this, weren't they, Kenny? A couple of weeks ago, we talked about somebody else doing the same thing, it seems to me. They want to use cars, but I don't understand, because Uber, maybe it's just you call up, and they'll be there with a pizza in 4 minutes. That's kind of what they're promising here. I don't know how they're going to do it. McDonald's.
Put the pizza in the car?
Yeah. It's kind of awesome.
McDonald's is testing this at 88 Mickey D's in Manhattan, Queens, and Brooklyn.
Oh, they're delivering.
Yeah.
McDonald's,
right.
Yes.
And the delivery test is with Postmates, which is a third-party delivery service that Starbucks recently said it was going to use. So now we got Starbucks, you got McDonald's, you got Pizza Hut, and I swear there was one other company that
these
we talked about.
These third-party delivery services for food are getting huge.
Well, that's like
they want everybody to download their app. The little sandwich store downstairs that we go to, Doug, they've got an app now, and I just go to the app, I order my food, and they bring it up in 5 minutes. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
Yep.
All right, so let's see. Panera, I think this is one of the finer mall food operations in the country. If you agree with me?
Mm-hmm.
I think they have
actually,
a good
operation.
Yeah,
actually, I ate one right by your house, Dougie. Remember when I went to try to come and find you and you weren't there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Become the first restaurant chain to publicly post a comprehensive list of all artificial additives.
Oh, that's good.
That it has removed or plans to remove by the end of next year from the food it serves. It's dubbed it the no-no list. Includes more than 150 ingredients. Let's see, sulfur dioxide is one of them, BHT, that sort of thing. They're removing it from all their foods. Beginning this week, Panera selling salads with clean salad dressings, all made without artificial sweeteners, colors, flavors, and preservatives. So does that give people will that move you to go to go to Panera Bread?
I think so, for sure.
With me. I like what they do. Greek salad dressing.
If you have a choice between clean salad dressings and junk, of course.
Yeah, of course you're going to do it. All right. A couple of items of interest from the Doug Stephan Good Day program, 28 after the hour. Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Stephan. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts. Don't miss this limited-time offer. We're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. Call 800-489-1569. That's 800-489-1569.
Right now, a pirate takeover of an oil tanker is being thwarted off the coast of Africa. Right now, terrorists are being watched from 10 miles in the stratosphere. Right now, a school is being built for children in a third world country. Right now, America's Navy is working around the world, around the clock, protecting everything we hold dear back home. Visit Navy.com to learn more.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good
news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during the slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Doug Steffen, how are you feeling about this being Tuesday? It'll be one of those short weeks, feel like today is Monday, and then it'll be Friday before you know it, and it'll be, ooh-ha, let's go for a swim. Maybe, maybe not. The staff includes Molly Page, Ken Kessler, the lovely and talented Kara is at the controls in our studio in Washington, and we're at it at 888-302-3684, reintroducing the 2020 News Quiz, which at the moment has before it a question about a Memorial Day parade that took place in Chappaqua, New York. Qualifiers between now and July 4th will get themselves running up for an experience that's really classic and unique. In Madison, Wisconsin, there's a place called the Sundara Inn, and they have a terrific plush spa. We're giving you a three-day, two-night stay. And so the run-up to that will be asking questions, getting people to qualify. We'll have the drawing just for July 4th. And it could be that you get to go on that great trip. Here is Shane in Roseburg, Oregon, who wants to answer the question focusing on the march in Chappaqua, New York yesterday. Who were the two most famous attendees, Shane?
I would have to say Bill and Hillary Clinton.
Bill and Hillary Clinton live, are taxpayers, in fact, in Chappaqua, New York, and it was their first joint public appearance since Mrs. Clinton declared that she wanted to be the president. So an interesting walk, a former president, former first lady, and candidate for the presidency walking down the street and waving. And there was a controversy in town because some say, well, this is political, and no. And it turns out that the town father said, no, not political at all, because they're both taxpayers. So there you go. Shane,
Yeah.
You qualify. Hold on just a second, and we'll see if we can. This includes, by the way, the airfare to get to Madison, Wisconsin, so you can enjoy this wonderful. This is one of those quiet places that nobody really. Well, I shouldn't say nobody knows about. One of the reasons they're doing this is because they want more people to know about it. But I've heard about this place. It is legend in Wisconsin as to how romantic it is, how healing it is. So this will be the deal. If you win, you get a nice weekend. And so to win, you have to qualify for the various things that we participate in here on the Good Day program, or you can participate with us. So far, we have reported to you on the floods in Texas and various and sundry other weather-related items. There's a lot of discussion about what went on in Cleveland for two reasons. Cleveland had come, well, Cleveland's always sort of been on the map, but that is silly. All I remember about when I went to school in Ohio, into Heidelberg, which is in the northwest portion of Ohio, but George Bush was running for the father, was running for president in 1988, and he ran against Michael Dukakis, and for some reason or another, something happened on Lake Erie that set it afire around with the outlets in the Cuyahoga River and what went out into. And there was a lot of really bad stuff flowing into Lake Erie. It was really dirty. And somehow or other, there was a fire and the water was burning and stuff. And people remember that. And then think about Cleveland. There's not been a lot of respect ever that I can think of aimed at Cleveland for whatever the reason. It's actually quite a nice city. And the lake has been cleaned up quite nicely. Anyway, the attention focused on Cleveland is aimed at this police officer, Officer Brelo, B-R-E-L-O. And a verdict exonerating him for killing two unarmed black automobile passengers, and then what happened as a result of that investigation. So why don't you, you know what, I have to confess, we have a new dog and her name is Millie. We've been calling her Molly all weekend long, and I was just about to call you Millie, and that's just
well, it's closer than Kara.
Yeah, right. So anyway, Molly Page has the update.
All right. Cleveland has reached a settlement with the Justice Department over what federal authorities said was a pattern of unconstitutional policing and excessive force. That just being announced within the last 24 hours. The settlement could come as early as today, and it does come, as you just mentioned, Doug, on the heels of a judge declaring a Cleveland police officer not guilty of manslaughter. It was in the fatal shooting of Carr's two unarmed occupants, both of them black. The police officer is white.
Have you read the accounts of this? For some reason or other, I forgot all about this. Mm-hmm. This guy got up on the hood of the car and unloaded how many clips
15.
In his car when these
15.
People were already dead?
Well, it's not clear whether they were already dead. That's what the judge ruled, because there were so many shots fired at the vehicle. It was something like 134 shots fired, 137.
At what point does this become excessive? To go back to the story itself, why were they being chased? Why? What was going on in this scenario where these two men were being chased by the police?
It was a man and a woman.
Oh, I thought it was. Oh, that's right. Man and how. Yes, all right. Got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah,
right. Doesn't change the story.
No.
You know, I do have to get back to that to find out originally why they were being chased, but they were being chased by multiple police cars, and the officers said they fired 137 shots at the vehicle because they said they thought they heard gunfire, and it turned out it was
the backfiring of the car.
And then when the car finally came to a stop, this officer, Brelo, jumped up on the hood of the car and fired 15 shots through the windshield, point blank at the two. Now, he was acquitted because the judge said it's not clear which shot killed them, whether they were already dead when he jumped up on the hood of the car or not. They were not armed.
888-302-3684. At what point does this become ridiculous? At what point, and this is back around to our whole focus in this country on the abuses of the police. Good police, bad police. Is this good police work? Bad police work. The whole idea of shooting first and investigating later seems to be at the top of the heap here for me. All right, so that's the Brelo story. The Justice Department came in for what reason? Because of this particular incident, or were there a number of incidents that seemed to warrant some attention?
Well, the Justice Department opened an inquiry into the Cleveland Police Force months after that shooting. And Cleveland, of course, among several cities, including Ferguson and Baltimore, that have become focal points after policing and race problems. So it was after that, and they did find problems within the force. So this comes on the heels of that inquiry.
See, what I think comes out of this, this guy shoots at point-blank range from the hood of their car after any danger had passed. What does this teach police officers? Is this an important lesson? It seems to me, especially with the rendering of these decisions, that they learn everybody should keep shooting. The more officers keep shooting, the more shots hit the victim, the less likely it'll be that any officer can be found guilty of homicide. This is asinine. This is wrong. But if you do an analysis, think about it. Tell me if I'm wrong. Any of these high-profile cases, the New York City subway shooter, remember him? The Zimmerman case, the Ferguson police, the Staten Island police choking death. The more bullets that are fired into a suspect who dies during a police shootout, the more difficult it'll be to prove beyond a reasonable doubt any essential element of any homicide under the circumstances that it was fired by a single defendant. Officer Brelo in this circumstance, but it could be Officer X, Y, or Z. How many different police officers fired into this car? Half a dozen?
More.
Or more? Am I right? Am I on sound ground here?
Yeah, I find it sickening.
I do too. I'm sick of this. Everywhere you turn and people say, he's grabbing about the police. I'm crabbing about the police because this is becoming a police state. Thank heavens for little favors in terms of having the chief executive officer of the country say to the Pentagon, you can't give all this stuff to these police departments anymore. Why it had to come from the president remains to be seen. Why didn't it come from somebody who has any common sense at the Pentagon? But this circumstance seems to me to encourage police officers, more of them, to shoot at whoever they're alleged, whoever the offenders may be. These two people did nothing. They were in a car that backfired. That was it. What else did they do, or possibly could they have done? And why wasn't it just, okay, well, they ran from the police, right? They drove.
Yes, it was a high-speed chase, and then the police, of course, if there's a high-speed chase, they believe that the car that's running could put other people in danger.
Okay, that's a reasonable assumption. That is a reasonable assumption. Is it not? I think it's a reasonable assumption.
And sometimes it does. Yeah. People have been killed in high-speed chases.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but the problem is these people are dead, so we don't know why they ran. The police found nothing in their car to incriminate them, right? There was nothing about the two of them that was incriminated. Did they have a record, either of the two of them? Anything?
Haven't seen anything like that. Why they were being chased? Just that they were unarmed.
Yeah. So, and after all this time, this event happened a couple of years ago, right? In fact.
2012.
Yeah. So 3 years ago. So I guess that would be my rendering of, that would be my thinking on this. 888-302-3684, facebook.com/GoodDay, Twitter, GoodDay. Kenny, what do we have on this from our listeners?
Kevin says, what kind of mess is this? An agreement? give these cops jail time and then overhaul the police department.
I think that's what we, in this circumstance, how do you give the police, unless you put them all away, charge them all with manslaughter, put them all away. There's no evidence that these people that I know of, that I've seen, correct me if I'm wrong, that they had a record, they had anything, they'd done anything wrong. Why did they run would be a question that I would like to have had an answer to. Were they afraid, or had they done something wrong? You know, you don't know the answer to that. What else, Kenny?
Terrence says, so these cops didn't know that shooting unarmed people was wrong?
Well, how did they know they were unarmed? Give the police the benefit of the doubt. They didn't know they were unarmed. But that would have come from an investigation and good police work, neither of which took place. Shoot first, ask questions later. Go ahead. What else?
Lane says, it sounds like the entire police department just copped a plea and got a deal.
Cops cop a plea. Film at 11. 14 before the hour on Good Day.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding. Because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
A recent Pew Research Center report found more than half of Americans have used their smartphones to conduct online banking in the last year. Ally Bank President and CEO Diane Murray.
Consumers are becoming increasingly savvy when it comes to mobile banking. They're looking for simplicity, convenience, and functionality.
Financial services companies like Ally Bank are not only embracing the trend, but leading the pack when it comes to the digital commerce age. As an online bank, they offer a full range of products and services without physical branches. Customers can bank by calling Ally directly, but many choose to do all their banking right from their smartphone, laptop, or tablet. They've now launched Ally Assist, which allows customers to speak or type a request and receive an immediate automated response.
What is Ally's routing number?
We're very focused on our customers at Ally. Being able to anticipate their needs and offer personalized digital services is completely consistent with our goal of being straightforward and providing an obviously better banking experience to help consumers manage their hard-earned money.
For more, go to ally.com.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing options should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
That's an interesting name. All right, let's see, where are we? Another birthday for a Detroit area woman. The lady in question is Geraldine Talley. She turned 116 on Saturday. She had two parties, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. Her family gave her a party on Saturday in her church, the New Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, gave her a party on Sunday. The Gerontology Research Group says that she's the oldest person in the world now, based on available records, followed by Susanna Jones of Brooklyn, New York, who's going to be 116 in July. What's going to happen when we get to be 116, Kenny? What do you think?
I'll make my plans.
This is a situation. Imagine being born in 1899, living through three centuries.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their bodies stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yeah, that means it's Tech Talk time with Greg Stebbin. He's the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine here on Good Day. There are interesting stories going on. They're always interesting. The business of technology, consumer electronics, that sort of thing, highfalutin, big-time deal. And that's why we have a highfalutin, big-time guy here to talk to us about it. Highfalutin, Greg, that's how we can say hi to you from now on.
Yeah,
highfalutin?
Mr. Highfalutin.
Mr. No, Mr. Falutin. How about that?
Sir Falutin, yes.
Oregon is testing a pay-per-mile system as an alternative to the state's gas tax because of the fuel efficiency of cars. I don't know if that's a good idea. I don't think it's a good idea, but we'll talk about it in a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office needs coffee bad. Got any?
Yep, and at a low price.
You have cups?
Staples has 12-ounce cups, 8-ounce recyclable.
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners?
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners, K-cups.
Hazelnut, French vanilla, French roast, dark, light, medium, bold, extra bold.
And decaf.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
No reason. Make on budget happen. Make caffeinated happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 3.6-ounce can of Maxwell House Original Roast Ground Regular Coffee for just $5.99. Offer valid on SKU 645-929 in store and online and 523 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 17th through the 25th. With colors like Pool Blue, Organic Green, and Daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do?
just fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online.
Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belveeta breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belveeta.
Morning win.
All right, so Greg Stebbin is here from Men's Health Magazine. Technology is our focus. The gas tax. Why this is a story that we were talking about in technology moments has to do with the cars themselves and how that's affecting how much gas people are using, right?
That's right. So, for instance, I have an electric car.
You do?
I do. I have put gas in my car. It's a hybrid, but it goes 40 miles without gas.
Yeah.
I almost never drive 40 miles, so I have put gas in my car once in the last 4 months. So I haven't paid
You're
a lot of
one.
Gas. I haven't paid a lot of gas tax.
Mm-hmm.
And as more people get electric cars, it means less people buying gas, and less people buying gas means less taxes for roads.
Mm-hmm. So that would, you'd think, inspire them to make the roads better instead of going through all of this union baloney that is, our roads here are deplorable in comparison to the rest of the progressive world. It's a joke. Anyway, that's a whole different subject for a different time. Speaking of cars, the position of General Motors is that they own the software that controls your car.
Yes. So this, what's happening in the automotive industry is...
So why am I making payments to General Motors if they own the software? Why don't they just give me the car?
Good point. So let me tell you something that you probably didn't know about your computer.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy a Windows computer... It comes with a version of Windows, and you might think, well, that's my version of Windows, and if I stop using that computer, I could take that version of Windows and put it on another computer. No, you cannot. You could try. It won't work, and if you call Microsoft, as I have done, they will tell you that you do not own that copy of Microsoft Windows. It's only good for that computer you bought. It's not your copy of Microsoft Windows, and the same is now applying to cars. Cars are increasingly driven by technology, by software, and the point here is GM is saying, is it's our software, not your software. You can't own the software, therefore increasingly we own more and more of your car, even though you're making payments on it every month.
Great.
I knew you would like that.
Alright, so I noticed that Radio Shack, or the brand that belonged to the family, is going to Wireless General. They're going to buy that brand for $26 million from the bankruptcy court. Is that basically, this is a Chinese group, is it not?
I don't know as much about the Radio Shack deal as I probably should, but I believe all of the stores, or most of the stores, are now closing.
And yes.
It's kind of a shame in a way. It doesn't surprise me. I mean, I think... But it has been a company that has not presented itself well for a long time.
Kind of like Sears.
Yeah. Exactly right.
Yep. That's too bad, because there was a lot of reason to go to Sears, frankly.
Yeah.
A lot of reason to go to Radio Shack. I used to meet them. I mean, half of my radio stuff comes from.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, it's always a great place to get stuff.
Greg Stebbin here with us on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.